Over the past decade, the National Ballet of Cuba has emerged as one of the world's great dance companies. It's renowned particularly for its exuberant and highly individual version of one of the most famous classic ballets in the world, Don Quixote. And their version of Don Quixote will premiere tonight as part of the Brisbane Festival. The 80-member dance troupe flew in from Havana on Sunday. They've been rehearsing all week, as our Brisbane reporter Kathy Van Exter reports.
Internationally acclaimed prima ballerina Vienzo Valdez has danced the role of Khitri in different versions of Don Quixote in Paris, St. Petersburg, Denmark and Washington, even open-air by the pyramids in Egypt. In a fortnight, she'll join up with the Bolshoi Ballet in Ukraine for another version. But it's the Cuban version she loves best.
This one is very special. I really like it because it is really clever. It's more similar than my personality, so I really love this role. And I dance since I was at the school, so I dance many times, and I really enjoy it.
I've read that it's a more sensual version.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I think in part it is because we are Cuban dancers, and we have this sensuality, the way how we move, the musicality also. So all this together and the rhythmic we have inside our blood makes a very special movement.
Vienzo Valdez joined the Ballet Nacional de Cuba in 1994, becoming prima ballerina in 2001. She's stunned audiences around the world with her ability to balance on point.
The Cuban, maybe we don't have these long and skinny legs like the European, but we have a really strong legs, strong ankles. One of the specs in our school is that the ladies can make slow turns on balance. I stay on balance on points. The partners are very, very good. For me, are the best one in the world.
The 80 dancers of the company have toured in more than 58 countries, drawing from their vast repertory of both the classics and modern ballets. Their styles often described as a combination of Russian classical training with Latin flair. The National Ballet of Cuba was formed in 1948 by prima ballerina and choreographer Alicia Alonso. She's about to turn 90, is still heading the company and is still teaching.
So many things that she learns from the big teachers, big masters, and then she, from the next generation, she's trying to teach to us, and that's amazing because she's there and all days, and we can learn more and more.
She was actually dancing up to the age of 70, I understand.
75.
In an interview last year, the now blind Alicia Alonso insisted she plans to keep on going to 200. One of her three lieutenants, technical subdirector Salvador Fernandez, has been with Ballet Nacional de Cuba for 43 years. Salvador Fernandez says Cuba doesn't have the riches of other ballet companies, but it has talent.
There are other companies that are richer than us, but I think that talent has nothing to do with money. So it depends on the way you do things, no? You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you have a lot of money, you don't know how to use it. Sometimes you have little money, you have to try to use it very well used.
So the focus is on the talent?
Yes, that's the principle. The dancers, the dancing, the technique of the dancers, the artists they are, and the art you put in everything you do.
As for the future of the company, Salvador says it's a national treasure.
The most popular is scenic art in Cuba, baseball and ballet, for sure. And I think, well, it will go on. I mean, it's a wonderful school, which is the basis of the company, the school. Without school, there's no company. In Cuba, to be a dancer, everybody admires a dancer in Cuba. When they made auditions for the school, there are hundreds of boys and girls to get into. And only 30 goes in the school, you know, because it's socially well seen to be a dancer in Cuba. You know what I mean? To be a dancer is to have a good position as being an architect or a doctor or a lawyer.
The National Ballet of Cuba will perform at the Queensland Performing Arts Complex over the next 10 days as part of the Brisbane Festival. It's only the second time the company's been to Australia. The first time was for the Melbourne Festival in 1992. The fiery Cuban take on the great three-act classic Don Quixote was choreographed by Alicia Alonso in 1988. Keen to step away from the Russian version of Don Quixote, Salvador Fernandez took inspiration from Spanish painter Francisco de Goya for the sets and costumes.
We tried to do it more Spanish everything, but it's not naturalistic scenery. I tried to put together some things of the Spanish architecture, you know, the Spanish color.
A criticism often directed at the National Ballet of Cuba is that it's old-fashioned because of its cultural isolation. Salvador Fernandez and Vicente Valdez reject this.
This is a company that wants to restore the classical ballets to our times, you know. We do our versions of Giselle or Swan Lake or Don Quixote or Coppelia or La Firma Gardet, trying to take out the dust of the years over it, you know, to make them shorter, because sometimes the ballets are very long. This is not the 19th century. That was a social occasion to go to the theater and have four acts and drink champagne between acts. No. We are living in another world now. And we try to take all that dust away and to do our versions. But they are the classicals, but they are more modern than, even more modern than others that you can see around.
I think they have to respect our way to dance, our classic. And it's not bad because it's still that ballet classic. So it's only trying to be open mind and just enjoy the performance.
Kathy Van Extel reporting on the National Ballet of Cuba's performance of Don Quixote in Brisbane tonight. It's 5 to 8 on RN Breakfast.